Welcome to the award-winning 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com.
Welcome to another edition of 4-H'er of the Week here on 103.9 WLEN. Hi, everyone. John Kane here with you. And today we're going to be talking with Isaac Hughes. He's a member of the Great Lakes Shooters. How you doing, Isaac?
Good. You?
I'm doing pretty good, too. So you're a member of the Great Lakes Shooters.
Yes, sir.
How long? How long have you been a member of the Great Lakes?
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. So, and we all know, in case those people out there don't know, the Shooters, as a 4-H club, they just shoot.
Yep. State shoot and county shoot only.
So they're shooters. They don't get in, you guys don't get involved in the fair or anything like that.
No.
So give me an idea. How is it you got interested in shooting to begin with, and then of course getting involved with the Great Lakes Shooters?
Well, to start off, actually, I went for my first time to the Learn to Shoot Day at the Lenawee Conservation League. And towards the end of the day, I got to try trap shooting and, like, instantly fell in love with it. It was just – it was my thing.
So did you have, like, a natural affinity for it? I mean
– I've always been drawn towards it. I like shooting, just the idea of it being safe, gun safety. It just – it's intrigued me always.
So based on that, you had to find some place to shoot because not everybody shoots, right?
Yeah, no, it's not super common nowadays, but yeah.
So you got into the Great Lakes Shooters, and you also are involved in a high school team.
Yeah, I shoot for Manchester High Schools. They have a team.
Okay, so even though you go to Adrian, right?
Yep.
So that was 5 years ago that you tried trap shooting. What was it? What about it was it that, you know, you just really, really loved?
Gives adrenaline rush, honestly. Just holding a gun, shooting a gun had been something so foreign to me, and it was just so interesting.
So how did you do on that first day? Did you hit any?
I actually shot 2 out of 3 first time. it was crazy.
2 out of 3 first time. That's pretty good. So you got a pretty good eye.
Yep, yeah.
So so how did it go from there? You had that first day. How long was it between that first day and you got involved with the Great Lakes Shooters?
Well, for when I started, Gene Merks actually was helping at that station, and he had talked to me about how they have trap nights every Tuesday at the Conservation League. And so once I shot that, I started showing up at those, and they taught me and got me into it.
So is that where the Great Lakes Shooters meet? Is that?
Yep, Lenawee Conservation League. They have a trap house there, and they run events and Tuesday night shootings through there.
So do you guys? I shouldn't say guys. There might be gals on
there. There's a few girls.
Yeah.
Some better than me.
And say, so how often do you meet as a 4-H group? Or
It's normally in the beginning of the year. Fall we'll meet once, and then in the spring we'll meet again and then start training and getting ready for the state shoot in the summer.
So do you guys shoot year-round, or is it just...
I don't shoot year-round through 4-H. I shoot year-round through Manchester schools, but yeah.
So you use the Manchester school team in conjunction with your 4-H shooting?
Keeps me constantly shooting. We have a dry fire system that we can use indoors when it gets too cold, and then once it warms up, we're right back out.
Oh, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
Is there something that you use with the trap shooting as far as, I mean, are you a hunter or?
Yeah, I'm actually a waterfowl hunter. That's my absolute favorite.
Well, I guess so. You're trying to, I mean, if you're trying to shoot the clay pigeons, you might as well try and shoot some ducks that are flying
some
as well.
Yeah.
Yep. So you do some duck hunting, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. Duck and goose.
Duck and goose. Well, that's really cool. So as part of the 4-H unit, I mean, is this from, do you know, do you have friends that are like in other types of 4-H?
Yeah, I have a few friends, one that does horse shows and another that does goats.
Okay, so is your club structured different from their club as far as you know?
It is. It's way different, honestly. It's not as much and as involved. They don't have as many projects.
So, but do you still wind up, you know, getting involved in leadership? I mean, do you still have to run the club meeting when you do meet as a member of the Great Lakes Shooters?
No, I don't. That's Bruce. Bruce mainly.
Bruce, he does all that?
Yep.
But somebody has to do it, right?
Yep. Bruce and Gene Merckx also helps a lot.
Okay.
He actually runs the shooting, but he's the reason that it keeps going today.
Okay.
He supplies us with ammo, does a lot for us.
Okay. So do you use different types of guns when you do your shooting?
Depending on what you like, you can use 20 gauge, 12 gauge, and even lower, you can go 28, 10. Not 10.
410. Okay. 410.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like 410 is probably the smallest you use?
Yep. Yeah. But most common 20, 12 gauge.
Okay. So, as part of all of that,
yes.
Is there, I'm trying to get a feel for this.
Okay.
Is there a certain distance that the pigeon has to be out, or is there a time interval? I mean, can you just fire as soon as you want to?
Yeah. So for trap shooting, there's five stations, and you're about 15 feet away from the trap house. You shoot five shots at each station, but you call, and once it's in view, in sight, you can shoot it. And it's between a 45-degree angle in front of you.
So is just as soon as you got a bead on it, you can go for it.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's cool. So how has it been over the 5 years? I mean, I'm assuming that you've gotten. Yeah, I mean, you were 2 out of 3, but I'm assuming you've gotten better over the years.
Yeah. Uh huh. Actually, I've won several states meets with my team, not individually, but I've placed top 3 individually. I've grown a lot thanks to Gene Merckx and Jack Hill and Bruce. But yeah,
is it a question like a lot of different kinds of sports that the repetition is really important?
Yeah, it can be the smallest thing, whether you have your shoulder too low, if you're not calling right that day, a lot goes into it. It's just repetition, like you said, making sure you got the same thing going again and again.
I'm just keeping an eye on the time. We're going to take another break, but we're going to be right back with Isaac Hughes from the Great Lakes Shooters here on 4-H of the Week right after this timeout here on 103.9 WLEN.
You're listening to the 4-H'er of the Week on WLEN.com. You can hear an all-new edition every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. on 103.9 WLEN.
Back here with Isaac Hughes from the Great Lakes Shooters on 4-H of the Week. Isaac, running out of time, got to wrap up our program. What do you hope to be able to do with your shooting? Because I'm assuming you're a senior at Adrian?
Yep, I'm a senior at Adrian High School.
So what are your plans for shooting after perhaps you graduate?
I'd like to enlist after, and either Navy or Air Force, but the Air Force team actually offers a shooting team.
Oh,
that's something I've kept my eyes on, yes.
So that's a possibility for you?
Yes, sir.
You'd be on the trap shooting team at the Air Force Academy?
Yes, sir.
Well, we certainly want to wish you all the luck in the world, and best of luck in continuing to hone that eye of yours. And I'm sure you probably have a thing every time you miss one. Do you have to – you go like analyze why you missed –
first, it's that, and then it's some breathing just to calm me down a little bit, because I obviously get a little mad. But, yeah, just keeping my head there in the right place.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Isaac, on your success. Best of luck in the future, and thanks for being the 4-H'er of the Week.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's our program for this evening. This is John Kane saying so long here on 103.9. WLEN.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for an all-new episode on Lenawee County's best radio station, 103.9.